Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to the Health Discovery Show. This is Dave Sandoval, and I am joined, as I am each week, by Ms. Shadonna Brewer, and together we are going to try to answer as many questions as we possibly could that from different places. We have questions that came in during some of our workshops that we thought were compelling that we'd like to share with you, and we also have questions that have come in from our listening audience and from people who may have been listening to our Wednesday night product education calls, and they may have questions that were unable to be asked at that time, and they'll forward those to Shadonna or to info@phporder, and we will pose them here on the show. So you could listen in a couple of ways, obviously live and on the replay line. So I'd like to welcome Shadonna to this call, see how she's doing, and invite her to share with you some of the information that you may find useful if you want to listen to this show in the future. Shadonna, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with everyone. Hello. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I have to say that if I skip a beat mentally during this show, it's because I am sort of mentally taxed right now. It's been a long, long stretch of days without much rest, and I'm very much looking forward to this weekend to recharge my batteries so that I could get on the road again and head out to Miami for the International Congress of Estheticians show in Florida. And, you know, I guess I am going to really enjoy this weekend.
Very good. Well, we do have some good questions today, and we also have one of our top-selling products on special for this week, Apothecary. You can buy one at retail, get the second one at half price, and you can do so by calling 800-362-8482. That's toll-free, 1-800-362-8482. We'll talk briefly about the Apothecary a little later on in the show. So make sure that you stick around. If you want to read more about the Apothecary or other products, you can always go to the website, phporder.com, or give us a call at the 800 number and request free literature. That number is 800-362-8482.
Excellent. Now, the format of today's show is question and answer, as we've said. And we work from what we call the mailbag. And the mailbag is, of course, all of those questions that have come in. And so as long as all of the announcements have been made, of course, we have a show coming up in Miami, and we always have a retreat on the horizon. I believe the next retreat, Shadonna, is
May 30th through June 3rd.
So if you want to find out more about the Oasis Retreat, go to phporder.com. And I believe that will take us into my favorite part of the show, which is when we reach into the mailbag and start to satisfy some of your curiosities about health and nutrition. Perhaps you have a comment or a question, but we hope to address them as many as we can here today. So, Shadonna, what have you prepared for us today?
Well, this first question here, are certain green food products best for specific purposes or conditions?
Well, I guess you could say that different green food products are definitely, I could say, specialists. For example, I'll just give an example. If you were looking for a multivitamin type of effect from a green food because you heard that they're highly nutritious, then spirulina would probably be your top choice because it has the widest variety and the highest quantity of nutrients of any food on the planet, not just among green foods. In addition to that, if you're looking, let's say, to detox heavy metals or to reverse the aging process, I would say that chlorella might be your favorite green food because chlorella has a hard cell wall that helps to bind to heavy metals and other dioxins and toxins and guide them out of your body safely. Chlorella also has the chlorella growth factor, which helps your cells during replication and protects them, thus keeping you younger longer. So that's a clear choice. If you're looking to alkalize and oxygenate your body, then you'd need look no further than green kamut blend or our barley green juice or perhaps one of our blends, like another one of our blends, like More Greens or Best of Greens, which actually contains a combination of spirulina, chlorella, cruciferous vegetables, and all of the grasses, in case you simply can't decide which one you want. So, different green foods have a different effect on the body. For example, cilantro and parsley are very similar, but cilantro actually is more effective at chelating heavy metals than parsley is, even though they come from the same family. Well, all green foods have their own unique sort of effect on the body, and that's actually a very good question.
Very well. And we've talked about this a lot. We've had a lot of different programs and a lot of success stories. What is the best weight loss program?
Well, I think the best weight loss program is lifestyle change. I think that, the type of weight loss program that's never going to work is one that's temporary. If you go, you know what, I'm going to restrict my eating for a certain amount of time, and then once I achieve my goals, I'm going to revert to eating the way I used to eat that made me fat to begin with. Well, that clearly is just a recipe for temporary success and ultimate failure. And so the best type of weight loss program is the one that you're going to stick with. Now, you can jumpstart a weight loss program. You can do, let's say, a temporary fast, like we've recommended the anabolic fast, that really helps detoxify the body and prepare the body to function at a higher level, and then go from the fast to a new lifestyle. But the new lifestyle always has to include exercise. It has to include a focus on quality whole foods like fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean meats. It has to reject the excesses of processed foods, cakes and candies, things with sugars and additives and empty carbohydrates, dairy products and a lot of breads and things like this. Those have to come out of your diet. You need to get proper sleep. And so if you get proper sleep and if you get proper food and proper exercise, if you eliminate those foods that you know are toxic and help you to gain weight, if you don't eliminate them, you just moderate them significantly. Use them as treats or snacks on occasion as opposed to part of your daily lifestyle. So that is the most effective diet. Now, if you want to get specific to programs, if you go on the website, we do have the alternating weight loss plan, which is a liquid day followed by a solid day. But what I really recommend is the Superfoods for Supermodels program. The Superfoods for Supermodels program basically takes a series of power foods that meet all of your body's basic nutritional needs and then has a list of approved foods, foods that are of high nutritional density, but not so significant caloric value. And this way your cells are always feeling full. Shadonna, this is the way I described it. You know our friend Katie who works with us sometimes
yes.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that she needs to lose any weight, but she was asking my advice, if she did need to lose weight, what might she do? And I tried to explain to her that imagine that you've got, let's say, a scale or one of those, a teeter-totter. And on the side of the teeter-totter that's up, you have to put good food and nutrients. And once you've put enough nutrients on that side of the teeter-totter, then the weight of all those nutrients will lower the teeter-totter, and it will push a button that tells your brain that your body is satisfied. Now, until there's enough nutrients to push that button that tells your brain that your body, it tells your body, your brain telling your body that it's satisfied, then your brain will continue to send signals to be fed. Your brain wants nutrients. Nutrients come from food. Your brain controls your body, and so your brain tells your body to eat. The problem is that we are not getting nutrients from the food we eat. And so when the brain tells the body to eat, and we do eat, and then the body segregates the waste from the nutrients, and it sends the nutrients up to that side of the teeter-totter and puts them on that pile, there's not much there. But there's a lot of waste that comes in with the food. A lot of metabolic waste and not too much nutrition. And so what we need to do is we need to have a diet that has a lot of nutrition and very little metabolic waste. And that diet is the diet that we call Superfoods for Supermodels, and it's available on our website with the approved foods and when to eat what, and it actually is pretty detailed.
Very good. Okay. I want to go on and move to the next question. Vitamin E, D-tocopherols alone, it's not good, correct?
Well, taking D-alpha-tocopherol, it isn't that it's not good. It's just that many times the form you take it in might be rancid, and it is the weakest of all of the tocopherols. And so taking D-alpha-tocopherol alone denies your body the seven other types of tocopherols, like trienols and tocotrienols, do contain.
So it is good to take a mixture of the tocopherols, A, B, D and other ones, and all the other ones in the E family?
Well, there are companies that sell what are called mixed tocopherols that have four of the seven types of tocopherols, and that's better than only taking D-alpha tocopherol for sure, assuming that they have not been processed in a manner that causes them to rancify. However, it is our opinion that taking food like wheat germ or taking food, in our opinion, even better, like rice bran, will provide you with all of the tocopherol family, all seven or eight of the tocopherol family, the trienols, the tocotrienols, and all the tocopherols. And so that is actually even better. So, yes, taking mixed tocopherols are better than taking just the alpha tocopherol. And taking a whole food source of all tocopherols is better yet. So, absolutely, D-alpha tocopherol is not all it's cracked up to be.
Great. I know that you've been doing this and advocating a healthy lifestyle and having your, like, being conscious of the choice of foods and things that people eat and just how they take care of themselves to live a long life. Do you suggest that people not eat pizza and fried chicken and drink Coke and things of that nature?
Well, I like to say that you should find your pleasure within healthy food, but you don't always do that. That's just the reality of life. And so I like to tell people, if you're going to go out and have pizza and soda or whatever it might be, I mean, that is a personal decision. And there is a certain amount of, I guess you could call the health bank. I mean, there's certain credence to the health bank concept that if you're eating really good 95% of the time, even 98% of the time, then that 2 to 5% when you might not be so diligent really is no big deal. So I guess what I'd have to say is the occasional pizza, the occasional candy bar, and the occasional soda pop, as long as it truly is occasional. Like, you know, I once told somebody, you know, well, you can only eat, you know, your poor foods occasionally. And he says, well, I only have pizza every other month, and I only have lasagna every other month, and I only have cheeseburgers every other month. And he named 60 foods. And so after naming 60 foods that he only has every other month, that meant he ate unhealthy every single day, he just didn't eat, you know, pizza every day. So the bottom line is there's a lot of ways to try to get around it on technicalities. Make a list of all those foods you know aren't so good for you but that you like, and occasionally treat yourself to one of them. But here's what Shadon and I both have found, and that's that after you've been eating well, when you have that pizza and Coke, you probably don't feel so well. And that is actually a good reminder of why maybe you typically don't eat those foods. And so if you don't have that candy bar and you keep imagining in your brain that that candy bar is going to be the most delicious, amazing, awesome thing, but you're denying it because you have willpower, you're totally punishing yourself because that candy bar is never going to be as good as you have built it up in your mind. So go and get a supersized version of that candy bar and munch it on down. And when you start to get that sugar rush, and when you start to feel depressed, and when you start to, feel the effect of all that processed food and the way it makes you feel, maybe your mind will change, and the next time you're craving that candy bar, you'll have two memories. You'll have that childhood memory of it being a treat that made you feel good when your mom gave it to you, or something that satisfied a sugar craving that you once had, but you'll also have the memory of the time that it made you sick. And pretty soon, the combination of those two memories is a lukewarm memory. And so it no longer will have that attraction that perhaps it once did. So I don't believe in denying yourself of the things that you really want. I just don't think we should overindulge, and I don't believe that we should make bad choices on a regular basis, because they will cost us. And so, yeah, I don't say never. I just say, you know, use your brain.
Right. So you're more concerned with that equilibrium type of lifestyle, because you don't tell people to always eat organic, always shop at Whole Foods or instead of your regular Ralph's, right?
Yeah, to the contrary, I go into, you know, my local store, Albertsons, and I go first and I buy everything I could that fits my lifestyle from there, and then I go to Trader Joe's, and then I go to a Whole Foods, and I get the things I can't find at the grocery store. And the reason I do that is because I want to start to create that vacuum. I want to start for product that's healthy to start disappearing off of the shelves of the regular grocery store. I want that bean counter who's sitting up in that office saying, wow, you know what? We better give a little more shelf space to that healthy food because we're selling more of it. And so I want to create demand in the mainstream markets. And when we do that, then folks who will never go into a health food store will now have the option of getting those other foods that are typically not seen by them, that are only found in a Whole Foods type of environment. So to the contrary, I do not shop at Whole Foods first or a health food store first. I first shop at my local grocery store, buy what I can that's organic, buy what I can that meets my lifestyle, and then I go and buy the other things at the Whole Foods.
Okay, great. I want to take this time out for a second to talk about the Apothecary. When this first hit the market, when we first put this on the market, it was a phenomenal product. Everyone was crazy about it, and to this day, everyone still is. We've been out of stock several times because we can't seem to restock fast enough on the Apothecary. And a lot of people ask the question about it being or certified organic, but Dave, you did say that will soon be the case for the cherry that we produce, correct?
No, I'm afraid I didn't say that it'll soon be the case. I said that we have, it takes 4 years to certify your fields, and we're 2 years through the process. So in a couple more years, so we're halfway there.
So it's still something to look forward to.
Yeah, we do guarantee, however, that every batch is tested for pesticides and that there are no pesticides used. It is just not certified organic, and so there are no pesticide residues, and there are no herbicides. It just is not yet certified organic, but it is pesticide residue-free.
Okay, and it is 100% cherry. That's the only ingredient in there.
100% pure, no other ingredients.
Right, and then there's some people who are maybe diabetic who have issues with the sugar content in it and think that they can't take it, but they're still able to consume the cherry, correct?
Absolutely. What I recommend is that they even take a look at the sugars in one apple. And there are 15 grams of sugars in the cherry, so I do recommend that maybe they take one tablespoon and then wait a while and take the other tablespoon. That way they're getting 7.5 grams of sugars per serving. However, that really is not that much when compared to many other foods, and so I think that we were all laughing that that even something as simple as those flavored waters seem to have a significant number of sugars as well. So
yeah, we were just talking about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at your favorite chocolate-covered raisins there, young lady,
mm-hmm.
And they're 14 grams of sugar per serving. So if Apothecary has the same, number of servings, approximately one tablespoon has fewer sugars than chocolate-covered raisins, I think.
What's the serving size of that?
The serving size? Oh, that's a good question. Let's see here. It's taking too long. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm sure it's the serving size. It's just maybe a handful, but you have that whole
21. Bag. Yeah, 21. 21 raisins.
Okay, so you're not just going to eat 21. You're going to eat almost the whole bag, right? So just think of all the grams. And by the way, it's the bag is in front of you, not in front of me, despite how much I love chocolate covered raisins. What's up with
this
that?
This is the reason the bag's in front of me, by the way.
So tell me more about this cherry.
Well, the bottom line is that tart cherry has the nutrition of like eating 6 or 7 pieces of fruit. And if you had to eat 6 or 7 pieces of fruit to get those same nutrients, then you would be getting over 150 grams of sugar. And so clearly, when we talk about nutrient dense and low calorie, the cherry is a prime example of that. Again, the nutrients that typically would be in over 200, in 5 pieces of fruit with over 200 grams of sugar are now in 1 serving of tart cherry with 25 grams of sugar, and that is, you know, basically 8 times less than you would typically get from in order to get the same number of nutrients. And the nutrients you get in cherry are phenomenal. A lot of people know about pomegranate juice, but the phytochemistry in pomegranates that is so beneficial is called elagic acid. You would have to have 3 bottles of pomegranate juice to get the same amount of elagic acid that you find in 1 serving of tart cherry. We all know how important blueberries are. Well, the phytochemistry in blueberries that's so valuable are called proanthocyanidins. They're highly anti-inflammatory compounds that help prevent heart disease and arthritis and other inflammatory bowel conditions, et cetera, et cetera. They're very good for you. Well, you'd have to have 2 servings of blueberries to get the same number of anthocyanidins as you find in 1 serving of tart cherry. And the list goes on and on. There are some things in tart cherry that are not found in any other food, like parallel alcohol. And parallel alcohol is almost identical to elagic acid, and elagic acid and parallel alcohol have both been extensively studied and are valued by the cancer treatment, by a major cancer research institute funded by the U.S. government, which is called the Hollings Cancer Research Institute. And so there are a lot of amazing compounds in tart cherry, but my favorite is melatonin. Clinical studies show that when melatonin is elevated in the blood serum of women, that their risk of breast cancer drops significantly. And when their melatonin levels are suppressed or below average, then their risk of breast cancer increases dramatically. And so melatonin is not only the hormone that regulates circadian rhythms and allows us to get deep REM sleep, the most rejuvenating type of sleep, it also is a cancer protective compound. And, of course, tart cherry is loaded with melatonin. I guess the last thing I'll say about tart cherry is if you look at the ORAC rating of 7,000 per serving and then look at something like apples at 500 or blueberries at 1,100, you could see that you would need a significant number. You'd have to eat something like 14 apples or something like 6 servings of blueberries to get the same number of antioxidants as you find in 1 serving of blueberries, of tart cherry. So the tart cherry is clearly perhaps, in my opinion, there is no doubt that it is the most potent single food on the face of the earth.
Okay, great. And we do have that on special. You can buy 1 and get the second one at half price, 800-362-8482, or go to the website, phporder.com. I want to remind you all to tune in to the replay line, 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. You can listen to this call 24 hours a day, and you can share it with your friends, family, coworkers, or if you just want to.
I recommend you sleep part of the time.
No, why not listen all the time?
Okay, well, they could listen 24 hours a day if they want to. But it goes against my better advice.
Well, the body only needs, 4 hours of sleep, really, right?
No, not true. 6 hours of sleep because you need 2 hours to get into deep REM sleep 2 hours of deep REM sleep and 2 hours to come out of deep REM sleep, meaning 6 hours is the minimum.
And that's an adult, for an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As we know that children, particularly teenagers, could and should get between 8 and 12 hours of sleep a day. And it's crazy how for years parents thought that teenagers were so lazy because they were always sleeping. She could sleep till noon, blah, blah, blah. Well, the bottom line is that metabolically that is a time when the human body really needs to almost hibernate for part of the time. In those years, sometimes between 17 and 20, it will not be unusual for the human body to request or require sleep between 8 and 12 hours per day. And so it's really bad time to have to be cramming for finals and have to be, you know, staying up night after night studying. So just a little food for thought.
Well, you said 18 through 20, so I can't use
like
that.
Like 17 to
20, right?
Yeah.
I can't use that.
Shadana's like, you know, I'm feeling very youthful because I want to sleep 12 hours a day.
Okay. Well, then you can listen 18 hours a day. 212-990-6260. And, of course, if you want to listen live with her every Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 212-461-5800, code 8246. That's 212-461-5800, and the PIN code is 8246. I want to go ahead and get in a couple more questions before our time is up here. What is the best way to combine the different products, the ones that we have?
There are so many different products that we have, over 54 different products. So let me give you some general guidelines. The fruit products could only be combined with, let's say, aloe and the liquid minerals and maybe the liquid ginseng. Other than that, I wouldn't be combining the fruit with any of our other products, although I do know that there's some super mambo combo shake thing that Dr. Wofield makes that does include cherry and green food, but that is not something you'll have to talk to him about. But I personally recommend just recommending the cherry with the aloe, the minerals, or the liquid ginseng. As far as the green foods go, to be most alkalizing, it's best to only mix those with water and to mix those occasionally, if you like, with unclarified apple juice because it is also alkaline. You could mix it with carrot juice, which is alkaline. The aloe could be mixed with green foods because they are alkaline. Now, in my power shakes, I mix a number of foods, for example, the rice bran solubles, the carrot juice, the spirulina, as well as the activated barley. And these things all come together to make a really amazing and delicious power shake. You are losing part of the alkaline qualities of the green foods when you do that. So I do recommend you also have a straight green juice with water drink once or twice a day if you feel like you need additional alkalizing. But, however, it still is alkalizing. It's just not as highly alkalizing. So mixing, as I said, the rice bran solubles, the activated barley, the carrot, the spirulina, and the green kamut blend all together is one of my favorite combinations. It's highly energizing. It is really, really an awesome natural multivitamin. Some things you don't want to combine is you don't want to combine spirulina and chlorella while you're taking the master aminos because they're too high in protein and they might disrupt the perfect balance of amino acids that we find in the master amino acid complex. Additionally, as far as combining our products, all of the label copy should tell you whether or not you could have it with food or without. And if it says to have without food, then all you need to do is make sure to have it in those gaps between meals when you wake up or before you go to bed, and that should be fine. So without having a specific question, that's as general of information as I could give about combining and the proper way to combine our products.
Okay, very good. And then let me just do one last question here. Is it okay to have soy products if you had breast cancer?
Well, I believe that there are certain fermented soy products that are really effective and have powerful phytochemistry that may help fight cancer. So, yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, great. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Remember, if you have questions, please send them to S for Shadana, S Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R, at phporder.com. That's S Brewer at phporder.com. Or you can call 800-362-8482 and leave your questions with the operator. And you can also dial that number for today's featured product, Apothecary. You can buy one at retail, get the second one at half price. That number once again is 800-362-8482. Don't forget the replay line. You can listen for 18 hours. 212-990-6260. That's 212-990-6260. And the website is there for you to place orders and read more about products, catch up on upcoming events, www.phporder.com. And for more information about the next retreat, you can dial the 800 number, 362-8482, and those dates again, May 30th through June 3rd. Dave, any last comments?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in today and basically want to invite you to put your questions in, and we will definitely answer them as thoroughly as we can. As you see, we take the time, and with these questions, we try to give very thorough answers. We typically don't have that much time when we're, let's say, at the end of a conference call or something like that. So this should be the, hopefully this could be an arena where people could begin to take advantage of the fact that we're able to focus on their specific question and give them as thorough an answer as we can.
Okay, great. Thank you, everyone, once again, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, I do want to, I forgot, there is one last reminder. We do have a fibromyalgia battle plan available, finally. And so we should begin to have that available on the website by Friday. So look forward to that if you
As in tomorrow Friday?
As in tomorrow Friday.
Excellent.
Not just a Friday.
Great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Shadana.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.